100.3 The Biz welcomes you to the Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find it. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, and welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and we thank you for joining us. And as soon as Joe tells everybody to turn the telephone off, this is the one that beeps
all
the time.
No, ain't mine. Oh. That was baloney head over there.
I hear you, OB.
It wasn't me.
Okay, well, Captain, you've been out the last couple of days, and you went out with Keith, the real guy, and then you had a charter today.
Yes, sir, Inshore Outdoors. I had a good week fishing this week. Man, I took birthday boy out over there on, what day was it, Joe, Tuesday?
Tuesday we went out.
And we put a hurt on.
Barefoot. I was barefoot.
We just started off the day a little high and dry, but ended up strong. We, what'd you say, Joe? 40 fish, probably?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good day.
We blistered them, honestly. And then, yeah, Mr. Secor and I went out yesterday, and same thing. We caught close to probably 50 trout and 5 redfish. And then today I had a charter with Jessica. Her name is Jessica. She's from Fernandina Beach. And we absolutely, it's one of the best days I've had on the water probably this whole year. Me and her and Mr. and Ty, Captain Ty McNeely from Fernandina, went out, and we caught close to probably 40 trout. We just stopped fishing for those, and then moved on to the redfish and caught close to, I'd say, 50, 55 redfish, and over half of those, 22 of them were slot fish. So it's been a really good week for us fishing. And
today must have been a really unusual, because I'm hearing a lot of fish are being caught, but most of them are not in the slot size. But today you said you hit the slot today.
Yeah, we finally did today. Even like when Joe and I fished on Tuesday, I think we caught one fish that was over slot, and he was about 19 and a half, and then the rest of them were that upper, 16 and a half, 17.
Well, he's
and
not
half
19 and a half anymore.
No, he's not.
No, he's in a Ziploc bag frozen in my freezer.
Frozen?
Yep.
And then Keith and I, we caught one yesterday that was over slot, and it was about 20, and the other four were, that 17, 17 and a half. But today, up north, where we went to today, we fished an area up north, and we caught a bunch of slot fish today. I was real surprised. And then, 3 months from now, those fish will be just prime for the jacking,
Right.
3 or 4 months, it'll be all that mid to upper slot fish, So,
okay. Well, who are we talking to today?
I'm Captain Don Taylor Jr.
Oh, you're Captain Don Taylor. Okay. You're Captain Don Taylor Jr.
With Inshore Outdoors Fishing. You got it right. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm impressed.
Good-looking young lady sitting right next to you, Miss Elizabeth Saylor.
And how you
looking
been doing?
Looking great today, too, buddy.
I know.
How are you guys doing?
She forgot her makeup.
Oh!
Wow! Man.
Well, Joe forgot his. So.
Yep. Here comes Glory All Red. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, she's already turning red at me. She's mad. You feeling a little under the weather again?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Wow. Thanks.
That's what happens when you get around Joe. He rubs off on you, makes you sick, and. Anyway.
Well, I was out a couple times this week. I went out Monday and Tuesday. Went down to Guana.
Guana?
Okay.
Guana.
And the kayak or the boat?
The kayak. Okay. Well, I can't take my boat out there.
Yeah. She's got a big motor on it.
Well, 25.
And it's a big motor for your boat.
No. She's got a 16-footer, right? 17.
Yeah.
I got a 90 on a 17.
What do you have, a Carolina skiff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah.
So, no, can't take that out there. But
9.9, yeah, that's the biggest you can take out there.
Yeah. So, no, I went out there Monday and Tuesday, caught a pretty nice trout. I have not posted that on Facebook yet.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it.
I know.
How big was it?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? No kidding.
32.
What?
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
He's talking.
People, come on now.
She didn't say that, America.
I saw the fingers going, but I thought it was just a message to you.
That was another finger.
She was giving you the message.
So you caught a pretty good one, though, huh?
Yeah, on top water.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, that's it was pretty right awesome. There. Yeah. Wow. So,
what kind of top water was it?
She don't have any of my jigs yet. Any of the good ones.
What color was it? How about that?
Red and white?
Light. It was light.
Okay. Light color. The light colors, yeah. Anyway, moving around.
It was a boned Spook Junior.
There you go.
Boned colored Spook Junior, yep.
I mean, that was pretty awesome. Blew right out of the water. And, I was freezing cold. It was so cold.
What day was that again?
Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday?
What are you asking? No, I went fishing Monday and Tuesday. And honestly, I had back-to-back days. One was 29, and the other one was the 32.
No, I was just asking because it was cold. I fished Monday. I fished every this week, I think. But it has been cold. It's crazy. 40 degrees in the morning, and then, what, 70, 72 in the afternoon.
It was nice on the sand. Sand was warm.
Joe got a suntan.
I was barefooted.
He got a suntan on one of his legs.
Now, where were y'all stuck at? Because I couldn't believe when I saw the picture where him standing there, all the dry land up towards. It must have been a super low.
No, we were fishing in the channel though.
Yeah, we were in the channel. We actually.
No, Joe, I thought you were fishing in the sand.
Well, pretty darn close.
Hey, I've got a video of Joe fishing in the sand.
Okay. Anyway.
No, so we were coming up through Fort George, and at the very end of it, before you make the hard left or the right to go back towards Simpsons to the left and right towards the bridge.
Right.
There is a sandbar right there, and normally I can get through there on plane, but I'm still working some things out with my boat.
Right.
And so I didn't want to go flying through there, and we did. We kind of almost idled up to it, and once we idled it, that was a mistake we made. We'd have made
a good choice, because if we did fly through there, I think it could have tore the bottom of that boat up. It was that shallow.
No way.
Anyway, the photo of Joe fishing, I could not believe how dry and how far away the water was from the bank.
It was crazy. I haven't seen it that low. I told him on the boat, it's probably the lowest I've seen it in months.
And I've been out there with the kayak quite a few times and never seen it that dang low before.
It was low.
This is the Gone Fishing Show. If you'd like to call in, the number is
904-296-1062. 904-296-1062. Download the app for your phone at GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. Get a quick word from our sponsors. Hold tight.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, this weekend on December 12, 2017, the FWC made this release. It says that the FWC
made this announcement.
No, they called it a release.
They had a presser.
Anyway, the FWC has foul charges against the three gentlemen that were had the
shark dragging
a video.
Really?
Yes. And they have gone to court, and they have posted their names and the charges that were filed against them. But the main thing they wanted to do was they wanted to thank everybody that saw that video on YouTube and contacting the FWC.
And, what were the formal charges?
Okay. They were charged with, and they have been convicted of, the first one is Michael Wenzel. He was born on 6/7/1996, and he's out of Palmetto, Florida. He was convicted of two felony counts of aggravated animal cruelty, which is a third-degree felony, and one misdemeanor count of illegal method of take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert Lee Benick, B-E-N-A-C, date of birth 4/2/1989. He lives in Bradenton, Florida. He also was charged and convicted two felony counts of aggravated animal cruelty, which again was a third degree felony, one misdemeanor count of illegal take. And the third one was Spencer Hintz, date of birth 10/14/1994, also of Palmetto, Florida. He was convicted of two felony counts of aggravated animal cruelty, which was a third degree felony. So,
man, I'm glad I didn't do anything wrong this week.
So what's their what's their sentence? They get to drag them behind the boat like they did the shark or what?
I wish they would.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, people are stupid.
Is this the video we watched?
About 12 months ago,
yes.
And the shark was like flipping behind
right,
them.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, and there were several other incidences with some sea creatures. I mean,
they had some seabird. Which one of the seabirds? I don't remember.
There was turtles.
They were just.
They've had some. I remember this.
Pelicans.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he's had some
pelican,
run-ins.
That's pelicans. What it was.
Yeah. He's had some run-ins down there in that Palm. What did you say? It was Palm, Florida area?
No,
yeah.
Palmetto. Palm Cove.
Yeah, Palmetto.
Palmetto. Yeah,
parents
that's
it. Are kind of influential.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, their parents evidently couldn't get him out of this one. So.
That's why justice is blind.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, unless you have a bunch of money.
I don't know if y'all saw the post. I'm not sure if I got it from you, Joe. I think I got it from you. The dog that was so mistreated.
Yeah, that's the one I sent you.
You look at that poor dog and what that lady finally did with that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no room for animal cruelty, and there's no reason to kill our fish.
Let me catch you, buddy.
I tell
personally,
you what.
I don't like it.
I cannot believe that these people were so cruel. To fish, to animals, period. You know, they all serve a purpose in our lives, and there's no reason to kill an animal just to kill it.
I agree 100%.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, killing an animal if you're going to eat it.
That's exactly
you know?
Right.
And you take it home, you clean it, and there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. When people go out there and they do just
horrible
you know,
things.
There's no rhyme or reason.
I'm very glad to see that the FWC did follow through with this, and I'm very glad to see these three.
I'm kind of concerned why it took the amount of time it did, because it was really open and shut, you know. Sure there was investigations
and
everything.
They probably had an investigation.
But anyway,
probably knew they were going to convict him. So what you're reading now is the presser after the fact. And so they probably had all this in the workings where us, the general public, didn't know 3 or 4 months ago.
Right.
They're not going to release it. They're going to do something to him. So they probably did it and had all this worked out. And then they've already gone through the whole system.
Well, you know, one of the major problems talking to the FWC, the FWC can catch people doing things, but a lot of times the judges won't stand with the FWC.
Right.
Yeah, very true.
Now,
very true. I'd rather not right now. But anyway,
a lot of times you can make a case against somebody, and the judge, if you don't feel like it's a...
Well, you have to have the probable cause. Yeah, from my past experience, you know, doing what I did, you have to have the probable cause. And a lot of times, you know, based on that, it's got to get past that step. And a lot of times they don't have a proper probable cause, you know. And because of that, a lot of stuff gets thrown out on technicalities. And
it all starts
at the very beginning of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, people may have fish in their cooler, but they didn't see them catch the fish, and they didn't see them put them in the cooler. They can get for possession of them now, but there's still all the other stuff that they could tie into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have that problem because mm-hmm. they're all wrapped up in them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, people see photos, you know, just like there was one out recently where there was a huge red.
In the cooler?
No, there was a huge red sitting by a vehicle on the beach, but the water line was like 50 yards from the vehicle, but this big bull red. So people see the picture with that bull red. Now, was that bull red ran up to the truck, taking a photo, and taken back to the water immediately?
Right.
See, nobody knows the timeline between that fish was caught and brought up to the truck and then brought back to the water. If it was, nobody knows.
That's just, where dog is
they're looking at that
calls.
Photo, and they're just assuming.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Lee Norris, my buddy from Tallahassee, how you doing? I got someone involved talking about these guys mistreating these fish.
How are you doing today, Lee?
Lee, you there, buddy? Miss Engineer, are you there? Somebody there? Well, hello.
Lee.
There we go. We got him on the air now. Lee, you there, buddy?
Yeah, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. What's happening up in or over at Tallahassee?
You know, it's kind of chilly, but, you know, I called in just to tell, you know, that old man Joe, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy.
He is old.
He made another year, you know, and Rick didn't take him out.
I'm looking for that big one next year.
I hear you.
What are you, 73 now, Jay?
65 next year, baby.
Oh.
I won't have to get a fishing license anymore.
Don't get off our tax dollars.
Hey,
you know, get in line down there.
When you get to be our age, you pay already your fair share of tax dollars.
Yeah. I know.
Who pays taxes? What?
Yeah. So, yeah. Trust me, I pay my taxes.
For everybody out there, this is Lee Norris. He's the owner of Tally Yakkers in Tallahassee, Florida, right down the street from FSU. Where was that fire at in Tallahassee? That's a pretty big fire.
I rode by that this past weekend.
What's that?
I rode by it this past weekend.
What, Tally Yakkers?
No, the fire.
Oh, the fire.
Yeah.
What were they doing, burning Jimbo's old house down or something?
I don't know what the hell, but sorry, I didn't mean to say hell on the radio.
So you should have said it twice.
All right.
I was driving out over to Jeff Suber's place.
Jeff Suber. Okay.
You know Jeff Suber?
Oh, I know Jeff.
Oh, everybody knows Jeff. I was driving out there this past weekend, and there was some kind of big fire, and I just passed it.
The fire was actually yesterday.
What caused it?
Nobody knows. It was a
maybe I passed it too soon.
A big warehouse full of books and paper. So who knows? But I hear Rick may have some news for us here on some new kayaks.
If I have more information, but I left everything at the house. You want to tell me about what I'm doing?
He even left his phone.
He even left my phone.
He left his phone.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I hear Rick's bringing in some new kayaks from a small company down in St. Petersburg.
Yes, we are, and we're real excited about it. He's got two sizes that I'm really, really impressed with. And again, I've left all my notes on the kayaks. But, Lee, tell us about them.
Well, you know, you're looking at Liberty Outdoors, which is a new startup company. And, you know, Joe might have a problem with them because, you know, they're FSU graduates. But
you know. No problem here.
But, yeah, we've got the Freedom 1 and the Freedom 2. And, you know, the price points are going to be really good.
And the Freedom 2 is an excellent, excellent kayak.
Yeah, you've got an adjustable seat in there. You've got large hatches, steel rudder system, full package, great boat, great paddling boat. And
I'll tell you what he did on the Freedom 1, though, that's very, very interesting. You know, like in a Vibe, in the center console, the center console's almost the full length.
Right.
They took that center console and the Freedom Freedom 1?
Freedom 2,
I'm sorry. And they cut it down to about a third of the size. You have so much open leg room like you do in the Kaku.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of open area. I think people are really, really going to like that. It's designed great. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that in the past, the Vibe kayak actually has a hard plastic rudder, whereas this one has a steel rudder inside of it. And it's the guy, it's great because he's here in the state of Florida. Love it. Lee, thank you for the call. Your care package is put together, so I'll make sure that I have one guy trying to steal it today.
Hey.
And,
I'll have to cut him.
So, yeah.
So we're gonna goodness gracious.
We'll put it in the mail to you Monday, so you'll have it for Christmas.
He played for Alabama.
Who's that?
The guy who tried to take it.
Oh.
904-296-1062.
And I heard Florida lost their commitment, quarterback commitment from California.
Oh, he's from California. He ain't no good. 904-296-1062. Yeah, we're going to get Tebow back. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
He's dumber than a box of hammers, isn't he?
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, 100.3 The Biz.
We With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The man accused of driving into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia back in August, he's now charged with first-degree murder. James Alex Fields appeared in court for a hearing. Prosecutors allege that he rammed his vehicle into a crowd protesting. One woman was killed, several others injured. President Trump is calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. The president, while speaking at the FBI National Academy in Virginia today, pledged to support law enforcement officers and condemned those who attack them. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump pledged to sign an executive order as president that would demand capital punishment for cop killers. On Wall Street today, NASDAQ ending up 80 to 69.37. The S&P closed up 24 to 26.76. And good news for the Dow, gaining 143 to close at 24.652. This is SRN News.
Your 100.3 The Biz weather forecast.
Tonight will be partly cloudy. We're expecting an overnight low of 46. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high temperature of 62.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Life happens. With ADT, you can feel safe with an ADT starter kit professionally installed for only $49. Call today and install an ADT starter kit that includes security panel, keypad, key fob, entry and motion sensors, and for a limited time, get a camera included and installed at no additional cost. That's a $449 value installed for just $49.
Requires 36-month monitoring contract QSB and easy pay activation. Early term fees may apply. Certain marks excluded. License available at ADT.com. Florida EF001121 UZF1639.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, all you guys getting ready to go out tomorrow morning? Joe's got a list of the tides here. I'm planning on going out in the morning, so let's hear the tides.
All right.
And I don't know them.
Temperature early in the morning is going to still be in the 40s, but supposed to warm up pretty well. No wind tomorrow. So, yeah.
Last time I heard no wind, it was about 60 miles an hour the rest of the day.
Yeah. Man, the day me and Joe fished, it was like 20 miles an hour plus.
Yeah, it was. Mayport, high, 7.09 a.m. with a 5.8, a low, 2.10 in the afternoon with a 0.2. Sisters Creek, high 752 a.m. with a 4.7. Low at 156 with a 0.4. Fort George Inlet. Let's see, Donnie. High 737, 5.3. And then, Don, you got a low at 202 with a 0.2.
We can make that.
Okay. All right, Dames Point, high at 812 a.m., 3.8 with a low at 225 with a flat 0.0. Downtown, high at 906, 2.1, low 318, 0.1. And Ortega, high at 9:30 in the morning with a 1.3 and a low at 4:05 in the afternoon with a 0.1. That helps.
Okay. Yeah. For all you people using the Beach Boulevard boat ramp, that means the high was at 7:09 at the jetties. So we'll have a high about 8:30 at the Beach Boulevard Bridge. It runs about an hour and a half behind.
Right. Man, speaking of ramps, I hate to dissuade anyone from going anywhere or anything like that, but we used a ramp today. I don't want to say the name of it, but I'll say the name of it, by Egan's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about just, it ought to be a kayak launch or something. You can't. I mean, I think about
Egan's Creek. Isn't that, where's that at?
It's exactly over by Fort Clinch.
It's right by Leaders and Sinkers.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's in Fernandina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right by the bridge.
Yes, right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
And that ramp is completely, I mean, my opinion, is completely gone. Or I mean,
that used to be a beautiful ramp, didn't it?
Yeah, the storm. They took a big hit in that storm out there.
Oh,
we're still working on it.
Put in there, and it was.
Oh my goodness.
We were there on medium incoming, and my boat got about 14 foot of the on the trailer, and so I had another 7-8 foot to get on the trailer, and it was nothing but mud. I mean, it was almost possible to get on there.
Oh, yeah, that
it was bad.
One of the best tournaments that me and I think it was John Eggers was my partner was out of that boat ramp there, and that they did an IFA tournament, and so people, if you're wondering, I'm wondering too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's a little background noise there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what it's saying. Okay. I can hear it now. Yeah.
Anyway.
Basically, y'all did a tournament out of there. And
we have the IFA down there.
Yeah.
Right there, sorry.
Yeah, it used to be that ramp that he's talking about right there. And it used to be a beautiful ramp. So evidently, the two hurricanes must have really put a hurting on it.
You know, I've never seen it before today. I mean, let me take it back. I've been to Leaders and Sinkers to buy stuff. When I fish up there, we always put in at the is it D.D. Bartles or, you know, what it's called up there in Fernandina, I believe?
Okay, Leaders and Sinkers, and you would go right past Leaders and Sinkers.
Yeah,
go over the bridge and go around.
Is that Bartles, I think?
I think so, yeah.
You know, that's a pretty nice ramp, but
yeah.
That ramp today was...
just destroyed, huh?
I wouldn't use it.
Wow.
If you have a pretty big boat. I'd be really mindful of the tides. I guess that's the way I should put it. I'd be mindful of the tides, and it's very steep. And the tide, when we were there on high tide this morning, and... couldn't hardly get in there, and it's all muddy too.
I'll be darned.
So,
but you know, Jacksonville.
But y'all did good today.
Oh yeah, we busted them today.
Right.
Maybe I should put in there more often, right?
I know where to kayak fish.
Yeah,
way to go, girl.
Thank you.
I have no secrets. You know that. I mean, I can't keep any secrets.
Check one upper, Elizabeth, on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ricky, you got a kayak I can borrow, by the way.
I already told you. I'll take you out. It's not a problem.
I tell you, the kayak fishing is fun if you've ever done it.
I've never done it.
You gotta try it. It really is. It's,
I don't think Joe's done it since he started fishing with me, has he?
Well, he's either, you know, he's been in the boat with me or been on the boat with you.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I heard about him buying this big, nice kayak.
Going out Monday.
I don't like take my boat out by myself. That's my problem.
I love it. I love going by myself.
So do I. It's peaceful, man.
Terry, I say I'm going fishing. I look behind me, and there's this little blonde following me right down the road.
Where's Terry?
She's making sure you're leaving is what she's doing.
Where's Terry at, Rick?
That's who.
Rick, where's Terry at following?
Monday through Friday, though.
Terry, she's a sweet lady now. I don't know how she puts up with you, actually. But anyways.
I try to fish at least once a week during the week by myself. I love going fishing by myself.
Yes, so do I.
I don't
mind kayak fishing by myself, but like taking the boat out, I get nervous.
And,
so Rick,
well, I'm in Palm Cove Marina, so I have my boat lowered into the water for me. I then I go fishing around the marina, and I come back, it's picked up, it's put on a cleaning rack for me.
Oh, so you have it like that, huh?
Yeah.
So, those mere mortals have to, you know.
Those are the days when he gets the 24-inch red, but there's still no photo.
Well, see, Joe.
Here we go. See, here we go. I done lit the fuse now, boy.
Joe, see, when I tell everybody I caught a 24-inch red, they know I have the experience and knowledge to do it. When you catch a 24-inch red, the only way they're going to believe you is if you have a photo.
So, well, hey, photos can be deceiving too, though, Rick. You know, we've already proven that with him already, you know.
Oh, boy. I mean,
yeah, by the way, Joe, I heard that you wore the trout out with Rick Spinner the other day.
Never used it.
Well, he won't give me one.
Yeah, but you told me you caught that fish with the spinner in. I go, the spinner in. I caught that, baby.
I caught that with the red jig head, didn't I? The glass
eye. It had the spinner in his mouth.
It had a spinner in his mouth,
Joe. What are you
talking about? Oh, that trout?
Yeah. You're delusional over there.
Oh, that little trout, not the one I brought home, not the big one I kept.
Well,
but yeah, the little one.
How big was your trout?
Mine's bigger than his. He's out of his mind.
What, the trout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Donnie's trout. He gave it to me to hold.
You know what? He's
You're holding this trout?
I'm holding this trout.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
This is getting off the rails quick.
Okay.
Let's bring that
up. I'm not going to take credit on fish I didn't catch.
Let's bring that up, though. Yeah. What do you think about trout?
Hey, he won't take credit on fish he didn't catch.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay to keep trout over 20? Don.
Who put that picture in there?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this month. This month of the.
To answer your question, Miss Elizabeth,
what do you think?
I do not think any. I think the.
What is your question?
20 plus trout should not be legal. Not even one. I think they ought to be released.
What do you think, Don?
What was your question? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
What do you think about keeping a trout?
A trout over 20?
I mean, my philosophy on fish in general is I don't hardly ever keep any fish myself, personally. Very rarely.
He catches them all and gives them to me.
Unless somebody specifically says, Donnie, will you bring me home a redfish? Or my wife may say, hey, how about bringing it? She likes to eat trout. And I may bring home two or three 17-18-inch trout. I mean, I'm not for, like I said last week, I'm not for keeping a bunch of redfish or a bunch of trout or any of that stuff, personally. I mean, I think they ought to, they could even back up on the slot size as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it just doesn't. I'm not one of those.
Go back to one red.
Feel the cooler kind of guy. I'm just not. You know, yeah. I don't want to clean them. Be honest with you.
I personally think that what was it? 2 years ago, they had it was a one slot or a one red. You could keep one red.
One slot red per person per day.
Yes, and because there's the deal right there is if you tell somebody they can keep one, you got those people.
Yeah.
Out there that are going to keep two or three.
Well, yeah. That's what all that's you know? What all species of them do. It doesn't
it
matter
is.
The size. So.
Trout, anything over 20, they're the breeders.
Is that their length throwing is throughout the breed?
They're the females. And if you look at the research online and things like that, those are the breeders.
Are there no male trout over 20 inches?
I'm sure there are. But
I'm just asking a question. I don't know
the answer.
Every time I've ever caught a very, very nice trout, you can just, they're full of roe.
How would you know that?
Why would you not let it go?
How would you know that, though?
Because I've made a mistake.
So we're speaking from experience here.
Okay.
I got a public service announcement real quick from Jeff Altman. He says that trout over 20 inches, they sound like dinner to him.
Jeff Altman.
Just reporting what I see, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff, how'd you like everything you picked up at the store today? How about calling and let us know?
You can look at all the research on FWC.
Hey,
I
do have a question.
The bigger they get, they're packed full of roe. They're females.
I agree with that. Hey,
okay, do the females this have is one, the Go Fishing Show, and we're on our last 15 minutes of the first hour. And Jeff, they want to call in.
Look it up.
What is the telephone number?
Well, the number would be 904-296-1062, 296-1062, gonefishingshow.com. If you want to download the app for your phone, you can tune into the show from anywhere, the entire world. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
For a unique fishing experience you'll never forget, call Captain Chip Wingo with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Fish to Flats specializes in light tackle and fly fishing the backwaters of Jacksonville, Fernandina, and St. Augustine. As for Captain Wingo, he's been catching redfish, flounder, and trout from those backwaters his entire life. You'll be fishing from a state-of-the-art 19-foot Hughes Flats boat using high-end pin fishing tackle. Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters is Coast Guard licensed and insured, and they supply the bait, tackle, and the license. Call Captain Wingo today and book an unforgettable fishing experience with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Call 904-614-4989. That's 904-614-4989.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, between during the commercial there, you made a point.
Last week we were talking about the limits of redfish we can catch and keep, I should say, and trout we can keep and those sort of things. And I got some phone calls that were pro leaving it like it is, you know, pro taking it back to one. And then I had several people ask me, they said, if the comment was made that if we went to one or even close the season for a little bit, and they said it would drive a lot of the bait shops out of business. So is that accurate? Or
let me tell you what it was. When 25 years ago when I opened my store, there was closed seasons for red, there was closed seasons for trout, and those two overlapped each other. There was a period of time, 2 to 3 months, that you could only catch a flounder and keep it. What will run the bait shops out of business are the closed seasons. Okay, there has been more talk about closed seasons on red. I keep up with that constantly because it is my livelihood.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so I do not want to see a closed season. A person will go fishing if they can catch at least one and keep it.
Right.
Okay. The last study that's been done hasn't been published yet. But North Florida is the last of the counties, or they're not counties. They do it by regions.
Regions, yeah.
This North Florida is the last region now that
zones,
is that too.
Zones, I guess.
Zones, yeah, regions, region, right. Yeah. The Panhandle was at 2, and I think there was another one down south that was at 2. And they pressured the FWC to go back to one because they were scared of basically what Elizabeth's saying, people legally keeping two, and then you throw in the people that are,
they're abusing the system.
Well, that's what we said. That's what we said last week. For every person like myself and everyone in this room that doesn't keep fish or maybe keeps one fish, there's 10 people or 100 people that abuse the system.
And that's there's no problem with keeping fish. God made animals for us to eat. I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
If you want to,
absolutely.
You want to call in and, razz me on that one, whatever. But no.
I just look at it like this. It's simple. FWC says I can keep, or my clients can keep two fish.
Yeah.
And, or six per boat. And if that's the case, then that's the case. When they tell me I can only keep one or none, and then I'll do what they say to do. It's just that simple.
You can keep six total per boat, but two people on it.
No, two per person.
I didn't say that. No.
Now you said six per boat.
If you have three people on the boat.
In other words, you can have three on the boat, you can have five on the boat, but you can only keep six per
six
vessel.
Six is a maximum with
per vessel.
As long as you have the amount of people.
That's great.
But see, I really called, I don't know who it was, there was two or three guests there, and they did not know that you can actually leave the boat ramp, one person can, with how many fish, redfish, Joe? You remember? Six.
Six, yeah.
You can have six in your car.
Yeah, we had FWC. We had that discussion today.
And
headed FWC, to your domicile.
Right. The FWC can pull you over, and they cannot do anything about it. You're allowed to transport up to six fish.
Right.
What you do is you say, I caught them with so-and-so and so-and-so.
That's correct.
Right.
We just had that discussion today. The picture I just showed you.
Uh-huh.
Jessica wanted to take some of this fish to the house. And so Ty and I, we had that discussion about, can she possess that many fish? And then we looked it up, and sure enough, you can, like you said, legally transport them.
Uh-huh.
But possess them, I guess is the word.
Right.
But any more than that, then they get you.
Actually, I think the proper word on that is transport. Transport. You can't possess any other place except in your car, transporting them.
Gotcha.
On that. Hmm. So, yep.
Six well, Joe. Most. Well, Joe never has that problem.
Okay. All right, and guys, there's something else that's going on. Especially maybe you red snapper people are going to be happy to hear about it in the near future. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Natural Resources approved H.R. 200, a bill aimed at improving federal marine fisheries management. The Magnuson-Stevenson Act, which rules over us on the amount of fish we can keep and so on in federal waters, was basically implemented because foreign countries were coming in and catching our fish and leaving. In other words, we couldn't catch them, but the foreign countries could. And
they could come over here commercially and fish?
That's right.
Back. Really?
So the Magnuson-Stevenson Act, which governs all offshore fishing, basically was set up for commercial fishing. And so then what they did, especially under the Obama administration, they horseshoed the recreational fishermen into the same set of laws and so on, and that's where we got the closed season for snapper and a lot of the other regulations that we have. And now that the House Bill 200 has been passed, and it's called the Modern Fish Act, and it's a comprehensive package specifically aimed at addressing the needs of the nation's 11 million saltwater recreational anglers.
Here in Florida?
No.
You said, Rick, what, say it again?
And it's called the Modern Fish Act, and it's addressing the needs of the nation's 11 million saltwater recreational anglers. It will improve access to America's federal waters, and promote conservation of our national resources. In other words, a lot of people come in and they get in arguments at the store saying it says that we can keep red snapper. And we have to tell them they need to read that again, because it's state waters that's inside that regulation book, not federal waters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on line one, we have Captain Ty McNeely.
Yeah, Ty's calling in.
Hey, Ty.
I guess to correct something that I just said, he's fact-checking me on the radio.
Hey.
And I appreciate that because, hey, I don't know everything.
Hey, Ty.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
What's going on, buddy?
All right. Hey, the redfish limits are two per person, but the vessel limit is eight per vessel. So if you have five people on the boat, it's still eight per vessel.
Right. Okay.
So it's six per transport, like I think Rick or Joe, one of you guys had said earlier. It is
right.
Six per transport, eight per vessel, two per person, but no more than eight per vessel.
All right, Jeff.
Are you sure about that, Ty?
Yeah, I believe him.
I'm reading it. I know he's right. I'm just kidding.
Nice.
See, he just dumb. So,
yeah, it's a...
Got the clown gallery over there. He wakes up and goes, and goes back to sleep.
Okay.
Anyways, Ty, let's talk about today, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about today, buddy?
Well, you know, I mean, we could have caught, you know, six or eight more fish, and we'd probably been okay. But, you know, we put a whooping on them today. I'm not sure how many total. I think you had made a fairly conservative estimate, Adam, at the beginning of the show. We put a smackdown on them, and it was a good day for sure. It was probably one of the better days we've seen in a while.
I agree totally.
And it didn't matter what we threw at them. You know, live baits, plastics, didn't matter. And they were just one hour. You know, we had, what, two solid hours of just one fish after the next.
Yeah, redfish, too. That's what was impressive. It was this morning was 2 hours of trout nonstop, and then we did some riding and looking, and then spent another 2.5 hours of just straight redfish, you know, cast after cast.
Yeah, non-stop slot redfish. Yeah.
That's what I was telling them. That's what's so impressive about today was that the number of slot fish that we actually caught, that's what impressed me more than anything. I was really surprised at the size of them up there. It's like they're getting bigger up there faster, if you will, than the ones down here.
Differently up here. You know, that's why.
Say that again?
They're corn fed up here.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, we have to feed them different up here.
Well, I need to get some corn down here then, I guess.
Well,
I thought that was a hunting technique, but hey.
Yeah, it is, but that's the trick. You got to put that feeder up in a good spot.
And what tree stand do you catch your fish out of?
He just shakes his beard like this over the boat, okay. And like a taxi falls out of it, and hot dogs and all kind of stuff. And
well, yeah. Ty, what do you think about the redfish numbers?
Could you say that again, please?
What is your opinion concerning the redfish legal
numbers? Do you think it should be
numbers?
One or two?
You know, I'm not a big...
Saved by the music.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hey, Ty, if you don't mind, after this long break, would you please call back in? I'd love to talk to you about this. This is the Gone Fishing Show. We're going into our long break, and Joe, what number did they call when we come back? What number is Captain Ty call when he comes back?
904-296-1062. 296-1062. GoOnFishingShow.com. Download the app for your phone, or you can listen to the show live streaming on your computer. All right, y'all stand by. Back in about 5 minutes.
He's like me, man.